a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Vin Ebneux, topping our report this hour. A friend charged in the killing of Sarah Stern will not get a new trial. An appeals court has rejected claims by Liam Mikitazny's lawyer that he was denied a fair trial because the jury was biased towards him. Mikitazny is serving a life sentence with no parole for strangling Sarah Stern and dumping her body off the Route 35 bridge. Her body has never been found. A New Jersey police officer responding to a chaotic scene at 3 in the morning in Paterson last summer heard shots fired, saw a man running that went after him, screamed for him to drop the gun, then shot the suspect once in the back when he kept running. The officer is now charged with aggravated assault and official misconduct.
Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says Paterson Police Officer Jerry Moravec has been criminally charged because the suspect was not found with a gun. The officer never ordered him to stop running or warned him deadly force would be used if he didn't follow the order.
Every officer is taught that before deadly force can be considered, it must be determined that there is a threat to that officer, to a fellow officer, or to the public.
The officer's lawyer says Moravec saw the suspect with a gun and feared for his life and the lives of others. You can see the graphic body cam video on our website, nj1015.com. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you drive an older model Honda, listen up. The company has issued an immediate do not drive warning due to a possible airbag malfunction that can cause some serious injuries or death. The affected vehicles include 2001 to 2003 Honda Accords, Civic CRVs, Odysseys, and Pilots, as well as Acura TL and CL vehicles. Honda says owners should not drive them until repairs to the airbags can be made. NJ Sharing Network reports more lives have been saved than ever before, thanks to 283 organ donors in New Jersey last year, who gave the gift of life, resulting in 670 life-saving organ transplants, both record-high numbers. In addition,
last year we had over 550 tissue donors and eye donors, but does result in the utilization of 40,000 tissues for transplants.
President and CEO Carolyn Welsh says thanks to the generosity of organ donors and their families, more lives are being saved every year. To become an organ donor, visit njsharingnetwork.org. New Jersey news made possible by Discover. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. It feels like winter today. Looks a bit warmer tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, home of the nationally award-winning news department. The Radio Television Digital News Association has awarded us the Murrow Award for Best Newscast. For award-winning news you can trust, we are New Jersey 101.5.
It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
Well, we still have this crash in Edison on 287 northbound. The two right lanes are closed at Route 27, exit 2, backed up to about Route 1. And we still have this problem up in Bergen County in Hasbrook Heights on Route 17 southbound. Flipped over vehicle, two lanes closed on the southbound side at Henry Street. And in Jersey City, Kennedy Boulevard has been closed since 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Still is between St. Paul's Avenue and Tunley Avenue for emergency construction work as we come down into Gloucester County and Westville 295. That southbound exit ramp onto Delsey Drive, exit 25, is still closed. And also in Willingboro, we still have a closure on 130 both sides between Levitt Parkway and Beverly Road because of a tree that came down and took down some power lines along with it. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report up at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
And the traffic made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Weather is unpredictable, but with Generac automatic standby generators from W. Danley, power in your home is not. Free extended warranty, 3-inch gen pad, and more when you purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator. Visit Danley911.com for details.
Trusted, reliable, honest. Depend on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today turns noticeably cloudier and cooler than yesterday by about 10 degrees. We're looking at lower to mid 40s this afternoon. Definitely jacket weather. I think the daytime hours stay dry, but tonight a few rain showers will cross the state. Nothing heavy. It'll still be mostly cloudy. Low temperatures dip into the mid 30s. We flip right back to pleasant weather tomorrow. It'll be partly sunny, breezy, and mild. Highs 50 to 55 degrees, and we'll still be in the 50s on Thursday, but not as nice. Lots of clouds and another chance of rain showers developing. 50s on Friday with another chance of late day rain. From the NJM Insurance Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Toms River 39, Caldwell 34, Allentown 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free? What are you waiting for? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time?
New Jersey.